Shalom Aleichem. Mishnayami continues in chapter 12 of Zevachim, Mishnah 5 and 6. Parim hanisrafim, the bulls that are burned, useirim hanisrafim, and the goats that are burned. And these are the special offerings that the body is supposed to be burned. They're also called the inner chataot because the blood is sprinkled inside the temple building. We talked about these in chapter 5. And the Bar Neira here does list them, Par Kohen Mashiach, we talked about in Horayot, when the Kohen Gadol makes a mistake, Par Helam Dar Shel Tzibur, when the Sanhedrin makes a mistake in ruling, Par Shel Yom Kippurim, the bull of Yom Kippur, Seir Yom Kippurim, the goat of Yom Kippur, Seir Avodah Zarah, and a goat brought for an Avodah Zarah-related infraction. So these offerings are always supposed to be burnt, but the question is where? So the mission addresses, Bizman Shehem Nisrafim Kimitzvotam. If they are being burned in the normal way, like they're supposed to be, the carbon was totally valid, Nisrafin Bebeta Deshin, then they are burned in the place of ashes, which is outside of Yerushalayim, it's the place where they dump the ashes. Umitamim Begodim, and the people burning them, they actually become tame, impure, and their clothing also becomes impure and has to go to the mikveh as well. And that's actually a pasuk in Vayikra chapter 16. The one who burns them has to immerse his clothing and immerse himself in the water, meaning the mikveh, and then go back to the camp, meaning Yerushalayim in this case. So that's when these parim nisrafim nisrafim are done normally. But v'im einam nisrafim mitzvatan, if they're not being burned as part of the proper mitzvah, meaning something went wrong, there was a psul, there was invalidation, a wrong intention. So then nisrafin bebeit habirah. So they could actually be burned within the temple complex, the harabayit, v'ena metamim begadim. And since they're being burned because of a psul, because something went wrong, they do not create tumah, impurity. Now onto Mishnah Vav, where we elaborate on the tumah ramifications of these special chataot. Hayu sovlin otam bemotot, they would carry them out on poles. You understand, if this is a large goat, or especially the bull, you might have four people or more carrying this thing strung up on two poles, kind of like the Meraglim, the spies, did for the giant grape cluster. And they're taking it out of the temple. Yatzu Rishonim, if the Kohanim in front have already left the temple, Chutz l'chom ha'azara, they've gone outside the wall of the azara, of the courtyard. Achronim lo yatsu, but the guys in the back, the guys holding the back end of the poles, they haven't left yet. So then harishonim, the guys in front who have left, mitamim begodim, their clothing is tame, they are ritually impure. Achronim einam mitamim begodim ad sheyatsu, the ones in the back are not tame, they're not impure until they actually leave the courtyard. Yotzu elu va'elu, when both these and these, the kohanim in front, the kohanim in back of the animal, have gone out, elu va'elu matamim begadim, both of them are tame, and they also make impure the clothing they are wearing. So this is sort of a recap of what they've just said. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, elu va'elu einan matamim, both the guys in front and the kohanim in back carrying the animal out, they don't actually become impure, bebegadim, and don't render their clothing impure, until the fire takes hold of most of the carcass, most of the par or the seir that they are burning as part of the mitzvah, as we described in the last Mishnah. Nita chabasar, once the meat is charred, it's kind of like coal, einasorf metame begodim. So somebody who stokes this fire and burns it some more does not render themselves and their garments ritually impure. So Rabbi Shimon is saying, really, it's the Kohanim who are involved in the actual act of burning that become ritually impure, not the ones who also the ones who carry it out, just the ones who are actually involved in burning it. And once it's burned to the point of being ashes, it no longer, you know, an act of stoking the fire, burning it further, does not render the person and his clothing impure as well. Yashar kochachem, tizkul mitzvot.